When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There are two huge things in the sky above us. Didymos, which is an asteroid, and Dimorphos, which is its own moon. And NASA is sending up a spacecraft to take a pot shot at Dimorphos. Leo Enright. Help. What's going on here? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, well, I tell you, it was pretty spectacular this morning. They launched it from California, this rocket, and the live pictures from the rocket as it left Earth were really jaw-dropping because you could actually see the Earth shrinking in size on the television screen as they headed away. So this thing left Earth this morning like a bat out of hell. And it's heading for this asteroid and its tiny little moon. As you say, it's got a very fancy Latin name. Didymos is the big asteroid, the kind of mother asteroid. And the little moon with the fancy name used to be called the Didy Moon. That's what everybody called it until they came up with the fancy Latin name of Dimorphos. But I like to think of it as the Didy Moon.
Okay.
And what they're going to do just before Christmas of next year, so in about 13 or 14 months, they're going to crash directly. I mean, as I said, it left like a bat out of hell this morning, and it's going to keep bat out of helling all the way out to this asteroid, and it's going to crash into the Didy Moon at about 8 kilometers a second. To see if they can push it out of its orbit. They can change the orbit of this little moon to demonstrate the theory that we could someday save ourselves from a killer asteroid.
I was just going to ask you that question. Why? Why are they trying to do this?
Yeah, well, if the Didymos, the main asteroid, is only about a kilometer across. So it's pretty small as asteroids go. I mean, there are asteroids that are nearly the size of our moon. So this thing is pretty small. But just to give you some idea, just this asteroid, this small 1 kilometer size asteroid, would obliterate Cork City. It would leave a hole in the ground that stretched from Blarney out to Cove Harbour.
Right.
There'd be nothing left.
I see.
So these asteroids are a danger. There's no question about it.
And that includes the burning up in the atmosphere, Leo.
It's going to crash into us soon, mind you. I hasten to add,
yeah.
PJ, this isn't going to crash into us soon, and it's definitely not going to crash into Cork soon. I just want to make that absolutely clear.
Sure.
But just to give you some idea.
But are you saying even with the burning up in the atmosphere, it would still do that kind of damage?
Exactly, yeah. Once you get to about a kilometre size, which is the size of this thing, bits of it are going to get through to the surface.
Wow.
There are all sorts of variables, because these asteroids, no two asteroids are the same. They might look alike to us, but the reality is that each one of them is different. Its composition is different. Its weight is different. All sorts of things.
Mm. And are we able to see, and we know just how much we can tell through maths and physics of what's happening in the universe, Leo, are scientists able to look up into space and say, well, there's that one and there's that one. And we really want to be careful of that one because it is on a collision course in a couple of hundred years. Can we do that kind of maths?
That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, there's a team, for instance, in Armagh Observatory, who've been doing this very seriously for many years. And they've done a lot of work where they look at the ones that we don't know about. If you remember, there was that famous American politician, Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
Not the most popular man in the world. But Donald Rumsfeld once talked about the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns. There are things we know we don't know about, and then there are things that we don't even know that we don't know about. And the problem with asteroids is that there is a class of asteroid. In fact, they're more likely comets as it happens, but that's a minor detail. There's a class of these objects that could come in from the north, as it were, from above our orbit, which we wouldn't see coming. And they are the biggest danger at the moment, because we do know about 99.3% of all of the dangerous asteroids that we know are out there. We can tell what they're going to do. But there is that tiny percentage of things that could come out of nowhere, as it were. Yeah. And that's the one thing that the lads and lassies in Armagh are particularly worried about. They've done a number of simulations where they've tried to guess how many of these things there might be that we don't even know that we know about.
Sure. And they won't bother you nor me because they're hundreds and hundreds of years away, or dozens of years away minimum.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not. But we will hope to learn from hitting Dimorphos in the face in a year's time what we can do to influence it. It sounds a little bit like, Leo, a scene from Avengers Assemble or something like that, where Iron Man takes a nuke up into the atmosphere. Doesn't it?
Yeah. There's a bit of that, PJ, and I'll be blunt with you. If you read between the lines of some of the comments from brainy people that I've been reading this morning, who are, you know, they think it's a nice little project, but you could overplay this. Mm. You know, we have actually crashed into asteroids before. The Americans fired basically a cannonball into an asteroid 10 years ago, back about 10 years ago, to blast material off the surface and see what that material was made of. And then a couple of years ago, PJ, the Japanese bombed an asteroid. I swear to God, they bombed it.
Right.
They dropped a bomb onto an asteroid and with a fuse on it, and their little robot moved back away from the asteroid, and kaboom, the bomb went off, and they got to study the crater that was created by that particular bomb. So this stuff isn't entirely new. I think some of the best benefits out of this mission, I think, are, first of all, public awareness.
Mm.
I think there's a strong element of that in what they're doing. But also the fact that there's a big international involvement. There's a tiny little Italian spaceship riding along with this American ship that launched today. It's the Italian thing is about the size of my large toaster in the kitchen. And it's actually the thing that's going to film the impact of the main spacecraft when it crashes into Dimorphos in October, November of next year.
So we'll get to watch this live?
So we'll get to watch it live, exactly. And also, it's even more international because we in Europe, the European Space Agency, we are going to launch our own mission to this little asteroid and its moon in a couple of years' time. Mm. And the idea is that our mission, HERA, it's called, it's named after one of the, I think HERA was one of the Greek gods, goddesses, I think. This HERA will arrive a couple of years after the impact, and it will look at the, it'll measure the hole in the ground. It'll measure the orbit of the little Didi moon, and it will even land a small little robot onto the surface of the Didi moon. So so it's very much an international effort. And I think what's important about this is that it's a good opportunity for international space agencies to practice how they would work together if they suddenly discovered, God forbid, but if they suddenly discovered that there's something coming at us and we've only 3 or 4 years in which to do something, then this is a very good way of getting used to how you would plan and operate a mission to try and mitigate the effects of something.
It's remarkable science. And like I said, it is like something out of Avengers Assemble. But Leo, before I let you go, have you any idea or any estimate how much is this costing?
It's not a very expensive mission, PJ. So by that, I mean, I think it's only in the region of $600 million.
Okay.
But you've got to remember...
That's small that cheese in space, to be fair.
Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Mars landers, the Mars rovers cost well over $1 billion each. So... but you also have to remember, PJ, I always say this to people, and this is very relevant in Munster, for instance, because there's a lot of small companies making good money out of the space program in Munster. And the fact of the matter is that they don't take $600 million, put it in a wheelbarrow and wheel it into a spaceship and launch it into space. The money is spent here on Earth. On contracts for small companies. So there's companies in Italy, of course, on working on the little toaster thing that's gone up today. There's all the rocket engineers. There's the scientists, many of them friends of mine, you know, really top-rate scientists. You know, they have to feed their families too, PJ, you know. Mm. And then there's also, with the European project, there will certainly be contracts here in Ireland for companies that will work on this particular mission, HERA, that launches in a couple of years' time.
It's all remarkable stuff, Leo, and we could stay listening to this all day because it is fascinating. But thank you for being with me once again on The Opinion and space correspondent, Leo Enright.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.